On today's show, Volkswagen is squashing the Beetle in the U.S., but it's sending it off with a couple of special models. Big truck sales in the U.S. show no signs of slowing down. And we'll tell you all about this wild electric car we spotted recently. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Back in April of 2016, we got word from Auto Forecast Solutions that Volkswagen would end production of the Beetle, and the automaker has finally confirmed there will not be a 2019 model. As we said at the time, sales of the Beetle in the U.S. have dropped off steeply over the years. VW sold 109,000 in 2013, that dropped to 64,000 in 2015, and so far this year, just over 11,000 have reached customer hands. But the automaker is sending off the iconic car with a couple of special models, the Final Edition SE and Final Edition SEL, which feature a number of unique touches. And as the CEO of VW points out, the ID. Buzz is a modern interpretation of the bus, so never say never with the Beetle. And here's something fun before the weekend. Check out this absolutely wild EV we saw the other day. Its name is Seven, and it was designed and developed by Illuminati Motorworks for the Automotive X Prize. That was a set of competitions put on by Progressive Insurance in 2010 that aimed to inspire a new generation of fuel-efficient vehicles. Power comes from a 40-kilowatt electric motor and 99 lithium iron phosphate batteries sitting in the center tunnel that add up to 33 kilowatt hours. It has over 200 miles of range and received an EPA mileage rating of 207.5 miles per gallon equivalent. For the competition, Seven featured a foam and fiberglass body, but in 2013, it switched over to carbon fiber and Kevlar. It now sits at 17.5 feet long and just over 2,900 pounds. While it has a number of parts and pieces from other vehicles, I'm sure you can guess where the headlights and door handles came from. We're really impressed with how well the styling came out. And I think Jay Siegel Design on Instagram summed it up best. It looks as though a Karmann Ghia and a Buick Riviera had a baby. Speaking of social media, are you following Autoline? If not, you can check us out on Twitter by searching at Autoline and look for us on Instagram and Facebook by searching for the Autoline Network. Still to come, Daimler and Bosch show off automated valet parking in China.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Car sales in Europe are going strong. According to Words Auto, automakers sold more than 1.6 million light vehicles in July, which is up 6% compared to a year ago. And through the first 7 months of the year, sales hit 12.5 million vehicles, which is nearly a 4% gain. Volkswagen is having a strong year so far, with an 11% increase in sales. Peugeot Citroën is behind VW, and though sales are up, it's below the overall market, which means it lost some share. And it's the same story with PSA's French rival, Renault. Ford and FCA round out the top five, and they're down about the same percentage so far in 2018. Speaking of sales, the medium and heavy-duty truck segment in the U.S. continues to soar. Wards Auto reports that big truck sales were up nearly 19% in August compared to a year ago. And that's nearly all because of the Class 8 segment, which was up a whopping 40%. Class 4 through 7 saw just a 1.7% increase last month. But overall, it's been a great year for big trucks. They're up 18% so far in 2018. And as we keep saying, this is great news because this segment is a leading indicator for car sales in the economy. It suggests we won't see a slowdown in growth. Daimler and Bosch demonstrated automated valet parking in China for the first time. The technology allows the vehicle to park itself. And to use it, the driver just parks the car in a designated drop-off area, then sends it to an assigned parking spot using a smartphone app. Sensors in both the parking garage and the car guide the car to its spot. Then when you're ready to pick up the car, you just summon it with the app and it will automatically return. The company say parking garages equipped with this technology can accommodate up to 20% more vehicles because they can park so close together. And speaking of autonomous driving, coming up next, a look at how trust can be built between humans and technology.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Automated driving systems are starting to make their way into vehicles, but many studies show drivers are still reluctant to give up control of their car. On Autoline this week, Jada Smith, the VP of Advanced Engineering at the supplier Aptiv, shares how trust can be built between humans and the vehicle.
The Autoline This Week powertrain series preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
But with active safety, people trust them because they've used them. And the more they experience
exposure.
When one of those active safety features saves someone's life and they talk about it, you instantly get believers and you get people who are evangelizing the technology.
Salesmen.
and it's similar to some degree with automated technology. So leveraging our partnership with Lyft in Las Vegas, we are doing surveys of people as they come out of our cars and say, hey, you know, what feedback do you have? What did you like? What did you not like? And we've learned a lot through that. And what we found is, and even in rides when I take with, you know, journalists like yourself or perhaps investors or customers, my favorite thing to do is to take someone who's never been in that car before, the very first ride in an autonomous vehicle. Because when they first get in, there's so much excitement and a little bit perhaps fear of what is it going to be like. And then they get in the car and they're asking all kinds of questions like, how did the turn signal come on? And how did the wheel move? And, oh, we just sped up. We just slowed down. How did you know to turn? So we answer all those questions, and then, you know, between 5 and 10 minutes into the ride, everyone's on their phone, and they're checking their email, or they're texting somebody, and that is the sign of acceptance, because now, when it becomes boring, we've won. We've succeeded.
Boring is good.
Yeah. Boring when you're driving is very, very good, and we take great, great pride in that. And so the combination of the learnings that we're getting from our Lyft partnership and from the consumers that are actually in our Aptiv vehicles, and taking that back, feeding that back into our active safety systems, we're seeing that just like in the active safety space, over time, you're going to get more and more acceptance in the automated space as well.
And for more about the role Aptiv is playing in bringing driver assistance and automated systems to the market, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.